When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Stafford in the gun. Williams to his right. It is third and nine. Stafford backpedals. Here comes the rush. He's hit! They've got him!
BG.
Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham. He never saw him coming, Mike.
Unbelievable job. Off the edge by Brandon Graham.
Well, just an incredible game by a whole bunch of Eagles. I mean, really the whole team. But BG had a turn back the clock day. And unfortunately, it ends in the end for him with him out for the year. But along the way, he put together, I thought, his best game of the season, one of his best games in a while. And by the way, past Clyde Simmons, now trailing only Reggie White and Trent Cole for the most sacks in Eagles history. It's an incredible accomplishment for a player that was so dogged, obviously, upon being drafted by the Eagles and then the early season struggles when Earl Thomas was shining and BG was not. So we congratulate Brandon on what has been an extraordinary career, and we hope it keeps going. But look, obviously, he's going to have to make a big decision in the offseason of whether he wants to attack it again, and we'll see if he does. Let's get to what he said after the game last night, because, you know, we're watching the telecast, and we see that he goes out, but we don't know that he's going to be out for the year. After the game, Brandon Graham addressed the media and broke the news.
Then tore my tricep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got chipped. Got hit in my elbow. Tore my tricep, but, man, hey, like I told the boys, man, we got the missing. The missing still the missing. You know, we pour everything we can into this game. You know, if I say I trust God, I trust God. So, man, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm about to enjoy this little rehab, and then I'm about to enjoy leading the team, you know, the rest of the year. As soon as I can be back out there, I'm going to be out there. But, man, boy, boy, heck, man, we was having fun out there. And we still going to have fun, but, yeah, I'm definitely, as a player, I'm out for the year.
John, what a special human, man. What a special human being. I don't think I've ever met anybody like Brandon Graham. I really don't. I don't think I've ever met anyone like him.
He's so optimistic. Yeah. He's so upbeat all the time. I don't know how he does it.
I don't either.
I think he is so uniquely crafted. It's possible he's one of the few people who could have survived the onslaught that he had to withstand here in Philadelphia for not hitting the ground running.
It was
when
an
he got
onslaught.
Here, you know,
it
for
was.
Not being, you know, full speed ahead right away. Took him a while to get, you know, really locked in.
No question.
But man, once he did, what an unbelievable payoff. You know, thank you.
No, it's incredible. And look, we'll find.
I love the way he's built, wired, the way he talks about getting back, the way he talks about leading these guys. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, so he can play this year. So he might be back. And then he says at the end, yeah, I'm out for the season.
Yeah.
Okay, so at least he was talking about playing next year too.
Well, he had opened that door in the last 2 months, you know, in part based on how well he was playing, also in part based on how much he was enjoying it. I will tell you, I think this may increase maybe the chance that he plays next year, because there's so many athletes that don't like going out like this.
Yeah.
I remember Lawrence Taylor was going to retire in 91. That was it. He was going to retire. And then he got injured. I think it might have been an Achilles. It was something big.
Yeah.
And then he said, no, I'm not ending that way. I'm going to keep playing. Play for two more years.
And I don't want to, I don't know, make suppositions. You know, I don't want to be presumptuous and assume that he's just going to fight to come back.
No,
but
the way that's that another talks, thing. That's right. Yeah.
It's not easy to fight and come back from injury after injury after injury. I don't know how that all goes. We don't know how serious this might be.
No, that's true. Hey, let's also get to the oh, we love him. Love the guy. Guided Door and Window, winner of the weekend. To just address a couple other things quickly here, take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, some other things from the weekend. Obviously, Joel missed two games. In those games, the Sixers went 1-1. They're now 3-13 on the year. Mechkov with a cool weekend as the Flyers obviously picked up a W there on Saturday. NFL yesterday, Washington loses. Detroit wins, probably the two teams we keep our eye on the most at this stage related to the Eagles. Washington's just about dust.
Game was bonkers.
It was bonkers. That game was nuts.
I've never seen like four touchdowns in like 3 or 4 minutes.
That game was nuts.
San Francisco got completely shellacked.
That's pretty wild, too. Austin Hayes is out as a Phil. He's gone. Phillies are trying to retain all the other players that were on the line, so to speak. But Austin Hayes, they cut ties with him, and Ben Simmons missed a layup. James, he missed the lap, right? I just want to make sure.
Dead, buddy.
Holy mackerel. All right, let's listen to Sirianni. A lot from last night's game. Listen to the head coach. You may have missed it because it was very late in the AM last night. Here's Sirianni. Then we'll get to all the reaction and all the phone calls. All of this you can weigh in today, 215-592-9494. Nick Sirianni after the game.
Yeah, again, I want to be able to talk through it with everybody. So not ready to talk about that quite yet.
Just in general, though, great influence on the team.
Love him. One of my favorite guys I've ever been able to coach. We'll see where it is. Again, I'm not ready to talk about it yet. And holding out hope, and we'll see.
Coach Saquon, man, went crazy tonight. Just what did you guys see coming in to know that you'll be able to attack this Rams run defense?
Good. That's a really good defensive line and a good defense. I got a lot of respect for Chris Shula. Had the opportunity to interview him for a job a couple years ago. Got so much and worked with him, so a ton of respect for that. And I've worked with Greg Williams, great coach before, Giff Smith, all those guys. So I know they got good players and they got good, really good coaches. Saquon's a special player. Offensive line played special against a good defensive line. It's a very good defensive line. And we came into this game knowing that we had our hands full with them. So hats off to our players. And that's a good scheme. I think Chris did a good job of mixing things up, making it hard for us to know to get a beat on things. And we were able to hit a couple home runs. Saquon has that ability to hit home runs. And so sometimes that's how it goes. You get some short gains, boom, home run. And Saquon's that type of player. And our offense line did a good job at handling the variations of the front today.
At one point he came off the field limping. Do you have...
Who's that?
Saquon.
Okay.
At one point he came off. He said he was fine. But do you ever have concerns that there's a point where you got to slow it down a little bit with his numbers?
I've talked to you guys about this. You control things on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This sport is like any other. This profession, NFL, is like unlike any other professional sport. Like, we got to do whatever we got to do to win each and every game. That's always going to be that way. So if it takes Saquon carrying the ball a bunch of times, then he's going to have to carry it a bunch of times. And then you have to get a chance. We've gotten a chance the last couple weeks, past month or so, through November, to get him out in the fourth quarter. So you try to handle things that way. We're always conscious of it. I think Saquon does a really good job of being able to take himself out at times, and when he's feeling it, and that's why he runs so fast and so hard, and that I think he has a good feel for when he needs to come out, and he comes out. Kenny Gainwell's been going in. Kenny's done a really nice job. I got so much confidence in Kenny when he goes in, and so it's managed a little bit through that. We'll make sure we're very careful with them Monday through Saturday, and we'll do whatever we need to do to win the games.
You mentioned the home run runs. The five longest runs of your coaching tenure are from Saquon. What does he do for those types of runs?
Yeah, on the first play of the second half, he makes a cut that I didn't think anybody else could make. Like, he just stopped on a dime. We blocked it really well. Jordan Mailata did an awesome job on the backside. Landon did an awesome job on the backside because we ran a an outside zone, and we were able to cut the backside off. And so, first and foremost, to get into the open field, it started up front. It started on the front side, then obviously we did on the backside. And then he made this cut that, man, he put his left foot in the ground and went around the edge, and then he just hit the gas. And it looked like I couldn't tell, but it looked like we had some guys hustling downfield to get the blocks. But man, when you have the type of quickness, lateral movement that Saquon has, with the ability to accelerate and the speed to finish, and the power to break it through an arm tackle, or I mean, he's got everything you look for in a back. He's been awesome, and he was awesome tonight.
Coach, on the defensive side of the ball, you guys coming tonight, ninth in the league in third down efficiency. They went 0 for 8 tonight, and the number one pass defense that you guys support out there tonight. Can you speak to just being able to line up and shut down some of the more prolific offenses, receivers, and quarterbacks in the league?
Yeah, that's a really good offense. So much respect for Coach McVay and how much success he's had. And you always got to be prepared. I can't tell you how much we watch him all the time in the off season. What's he doing that's cutting edge? And it's always something that we pick up and we put on our put in our repertoire. So first and foremost, Sean does a great job with those guys, and then Matt Stafford is lights out. Man, he's tough. He's accurate. He knows where to go with the football. And then the two receivers are big time players. And I've always thought Robinson was a really good player as well. Got a lot of weapons over there. We had to be on it today. And I think it started with us up front, being able to get some pressure on the quarterback. That's always where it's going to start, up front. Where everyone's going to look at today and see Saquon's 255 yards, but that offensive line is where it started, right? And it's the same thing on the defense. It starts on that defensive line. And we got a good effort from everybody that it contributed. We were able, credit to Howie and his staff that we have good depth that we're able to rotate through and keep them fresh. Our D-line coaches, Vic's doing a good job of calling the different games and different stunts that we're doing and blitzes. And then our D-line coaches, Jeremiah Washburn and Clint Hurt, have done a really nice job coaching these guys. But all the credit goes to those guys that are out there making plays. And you make it hard on the quarterback in the pass game when you're able to generate the pressure that we got today. Yeah, I'll look at the tape. I thought he did a good job. He was efficient, made plays with his legs. He made plays with his, with his arm. And so I just think, took care of the football. And so I thought he was super efficient. Our run game was really cooking. But when we needed to pass it, he had some big-time completions to AJ, particularly on third down, big one at the end of the third quarter. Jalen is a winner. I can't stress that enough. I know I say that every time up here, but look how many games we've won in these past 4 years. We've won a crap ton of games. And Jalen's touching the ball every single play on offense to help us do that. And so, Jalen, I thought, again, we'll watch the tape on the way home. We got a long flight to be able to watch the tape on the way home. But I thought, super efficient, protected the football. We're still able to get explosive plays because he was pushing the ball down the field when needed, when he needed. And when there was pressure, he's hard to get down when there's pressure. A couple of our quarterback sneaks went for, one of them went for a big gain. He just shows you how strong and physical he is. But can't say enough good things about how he's leading our team, how he's leading our offense. I won't give you a plus minus okay yet, but I think he probably played a plus, and I'll watch the tape. But I thought he did a lot of good things.
It looked like there was a sequence where you declined a penalty, they went out on the field, and then you accepted them to push it back. Is that what happened there? That's what it looked like from.
Yeah, we got them to 3rd and 13 in that particular case.
And then the end of the first half, that sequence of play calls, what was it?
Yeah, we didn't do a good enough job at the end of the first half, players, coaches, everybody. And so anytime it doesn't look the right way in those scenarios, that's going to be on me. I got to coach it better. I got to teach it better. We just didn't execute that well at the end of the half.
And then the fourth down at the end, where you guys got on the jump off side, were you going to run that, or were you?
They did a good job. Our guys did a good job. We were able to use our cadence in those particular cases. I got a lot of faith in 4th and 1. I think that's probably in those scenarios that defense has to respect that we can go for it in 4th and 1. If you look back to our Miami game last year, we went for it on 4th and 1 in a 4-minute in our inside our 20. So I guess you can connect the dots there, you know, in that particular case. But I thought that was a credit to Jalen and how he's using his cadence there. I think that's something that, you know, we'll get credited for a first down, but, you know, quarterback's got to be good with his cadence. Obviously we were on a hard count. That's why they jumped. And then we'll see if we would have went for it. But, you know, Jalen did a good job, with his voice and, getting them to jump off sides in that particular case.
Nick, these guys have been rolling coming into this game. Four, five. For you guys to win by three scores, the kind of performance you had tonight, what does that tell you about where you guys are?
That, where you can head? Yeah, that everyone's going to be telling us how good we are. Everyone's going to be telling us, you know, this is you're one of the better teams. We don't listen to that. All we got to do is put our heads down and work. Just like when people tell you you aren't good enough and you got to block it out. And put your head down and work. It's the same situation here because I think what's going to happen, obviously, and this is what I told our team after is, you know, everyone's going to be calling you. The media is going to be telling you how good you are. The fans going to be telling you how good you are. That all doesn't matter. You know, all that matters is that we go back to work, get ready for a really good opponent. All that is rat poison, which we'll say, you know, all that is rat poison. So please don't tell them how good they are. They played really good today. But we got a lot of work to do. We made some mistakes, you know, coaching mistakes, playing mistakes that we gotta correct. If we want to do things, you know, we're into trying to do something special, and to do that, it's going to take the work day in, day out.
All right, Coach.
Go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Just Thursday, Thanksgiving is coming up. What are you most thankful for this year?
Oh, man. God has blessed me in so many ways. So, first of all, thankful for the Lord and everything that he's blessed me with. I got a beautiful family. I got beautiful kids, beautiful wife, great parents who've been there, you know, that are up still in Western New York right now watching the game late at night. My brothers are the two guys I probably look up to the most in the world besides my dad. And so family. I appreciate you asking me this. Family is the most important thing to me. Again, love my wife. She's awesome. She is a great coach's wife. And again, three awesome kids that, you know, so a ton to be thankful for. Thank you.
All right, that's Nick Sirianni. Yesterday, late last night, actually technically this morning, about 6 hours ago. All right, your phone calls and everything, a tremendous victory by the Eagles, but obviously also the unfortunate reality. Brandon Graham out for the year with the injury. We also have today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. With red tag bonus cash, it's back at Armin Chevrolet. In stock now, the three-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Obviously, the Eagles have become a great team and perhaps the best in pro football this season.